One day, we started out on an ordinary day's march, no bed bags on our shoulders, no rations. When we didn't stop for lunch, I wasn't surprised, as I had already learned to sneak sugar and hard bread and such out of the mess tent and conceal it about my person. But when we kept on marching away from camp in the afternoon, I began to wonder. But I had learned not to ask silly questions. We halted shortly before dark, three companies, now somewhat abbreviated. We formed a battalion parade and marched through it. Without music, guards were mounted, and we were dismissed. I immediately looked up Corporal Instructor Bronski, because he was a little easier to deal with than the others, and because I felt a certain amount of responsibility. I happened to be, at the time, a recruit corporal myself. These boot chevrons didn't mean much. Mostly the privilege of being chewed out for whatever your squad did, as well as for what you did yourself. And they could vanish as quickly as they appeared. Zim had tried out all of the older men as temporary non-coms first, and I had inherited a brassard with chevrons on it a couple of days before when our squad leader had folded up and gone to hospital. I said, "Corporal Bronski, what's the straight word? When is chow call?" He grinned at me. "I got a couple of crackers on me. Want me to split 'em with you?" "Huh? Oh, no, sir. Thank you." I had considerably more than a couple of crackers. I was learning. "No chow call?" "They didn't tell me either, sonny, but I don't see any copters approaching. Now, if I was you, I'd round up my squad and figure things out. Maybe one of you can hit a jackrabbit with a rock." "Yes, sir. But, well, are we staying here all night? We don't have our bedrolls." His eyebrows shot up. "No bedrolls? Well, I do declare." He seemed to think it over. "Ever see sheep huddled together in a snowstorm?" "Oh, no, sir." "Try it. They don't freeze. Maybe you won't. Or if you don't care for company, you might walk around all night. Nobody'll bother you, as long as you stay inside the posted guards. You won't freeze if you keep moving. Of course, you may be a little tired tomorrow." He grinned again. I saluted and went back to my squad. We divvied up, share and share alike, and I came out with less food than I had started. Some of those idiots either hadn't sneaked out anything to eat or had eaten all they had while we marched. But a few crackers and a couple of prunes will do a lot to quiet your stomach sounding alert.